The BP Gulf of Mexico disaster, a systemic failure of value logic. In April 2010, the Deepwater Horizon drilling rig, operated for BP by Transocean, exploded off the coast of Louisiana, killing 11 workers and unleashing one of the most devastating environmental disasters in U.S. history. What may at first appear as an industrial accident was, on closer inspection, a failure of organizational logic, where the dominant premise of value creation became entangled with egocentric capture and the externalization of cost. Profit pressure as a root cause. The Macondo well project was behind schedule and significantly over budget. Rather than slowing down to reassess risks, BP's corporate leadership pressed to contain costs and accelerate operations. According to testimony cited by Bloomberg, BP executives exerted intense pressure to save time and money, leading to critical safety systems not being implemented properly on the rig. This emphasis on cost suppression was not an isolated operational slip. It was central to the corporate culture that had taken hold. G. Captain, a safety expert in the case, described this profit push as a root cause of the explosion and subsequent spill. The company's management, in pursuit of financial outcomes, directed decisions that sacrificed safety and risk mitigation. Leadership and cultural signal. BP's leadership narratives reflected a consistent prioritization of efficiency and economics, even in safety-critical environments. Research on BP's leadership rhetoric shows that cost containment and operational efficiency dominated CEO communication, often overshadowing safety discourse. This kind of messaging doesn't just signal priorities in a vacuum, it redefines organizational sense-making, leading teams to internalize that financial performance is the foremost metric of success. Science Direct, former CEO Tony Hayward, who led BP during the incident, once famously articulated that a company's primary purpose is to create value for our shareholders, even while asserting commitments to broader responsibilities, a contradiction that reflects deeper systemic tensions in corporate logic. Wikipedia, the cement test and risk choices. Central to the mechanical failure was the cement barrier, intended to seal the Macondo well. Independent analyses have found that the cement bond was inadequate and that additional testing, which would have taken time, was not performed. A more thorough testing regime was standard in other offshore operations but was skipped here, in part because of cost and schedule pressures that discouraged extended evaluation. Madison N. Fuji. In many respects, this reflects a classic trade-off error, where immediate financial metrics were given precedence over rigorous risk assessment, one that would have mitigated known hazards but delayed completion. This wasn't an isolated technical misstep. It was embedded in a risk culture where speed and budget control were framed as priorities. Madison N. Fuji, systemic externalization of cost. While shareholders reaped dividends and valuation gains in the years leading up to the crisis, and the company cataloged a golden period of expansion under its previous CEO, John Brown, these benefits were realized through practices that deprioritized safety investments and oversight. The rigorous inspections and engineering checks that might have revealed critical vulnerabilities were scaled back in pursuit of efficiency. Studocu, the true costs, ecological devastation, loss of biodiversity, ruined livelihoods across Gulf Coast communities, and long-term economic fallout, were externalized to society and natural systems. The NOAA and other agencies documented extensive damage to marine ecosystems, fisheries, migratory birds, and coastal habitats, impacts that persist years later and are immeasurable in purely economic terms. Wikipedia consequences and feedback loops. When the spill occurred, BP faced tens of billions in liabilities, asset divestments, reputational devastation, and sharp drops in market value. Yet the initial corporate logic that led to the disaster, cost-centric decision-making and narrow shareholder value orientation, was not unique to BP. It is pervasive in many large multinational firms. Wikipedia. This underscores a profound systemic contradiction. A system designed to generate value for a narrow set of stakeholders can degrade broader ecological and social systems, ultimately diminishing true resilience and long-term value for all. A broader lesson. Where value logic went wrong. What BP's case illustrates isn't just bad management, it's a flawed premise of value creation. Financial supremacy over systemic health. Prioritizing shareholder metrics and cost efficiency created incentives that masked systemic risk. Short-term gains versus long-term resilience. Choices optimized for the next quarter ignored latent hazards that required time, attention, and investment to mitigate. Internal success externalized costs. The company captured economic benefits while outsourcing environmental and social costs to communities and ecosystems, a distortion of what value actually means. In regenerative or whole system paradigms, value isn't extracted from a system only to be captured narrowly, it's co-created with and returned to the environmental, social, and economic systems it touches. BP's story is a powerful example of what happens when that balance collapses. This exclusive content is available to registered users only. Create an account today to unlock access and explore this information. Please log in or join our growing community. Username or email, password, remember me, forgot password, author Edwin Corver. View all posts creator of Roundmap, CEO, CrossSilo.com.